Radio Prague News. Coalition leaders have assured President Václav Klaus they will strive to save the pro-reform government. Talks on a government reshuffle have been postponed until Monday to give party leaderships time to debate the proposed changes. And close to 70% of Czechs say they do not want the present coalition government to remain in office. Coalition leaders on Thursday assured President Václav Klaus they would strive to save the pro-reform government despite a corruption scandal that has brought it to the brink of collapse. Following a meeting at Prague Castle, Mr. Klaus told journalists that he was relieved to find that all three party leaders were fully committed to seeking a way out of the crisis and said they will all have to back off a little in order to find common ground. President Klaus called the meeting on Wednesday evening, saying it was essential to find a way out of the crisis since public trust in the government was badly damaged after weeks of infighting and mudslinging. The ongoing crisis was triggered by a corruption scandal within the junior coalition party Public Affairs. Its de facto leader, Transport Minister Vít Bárta, tendered his resignation after being accused of corruption and having established the party in order to further his own business interests. A secretly taped conversation between MP Kristina Kocsi and two other former members of the Public Affairs Party has further complicated the crisis, leading to allegations that the corruption scandal went beyond the junior coalition party and that Mr. Nečas's Civic Democrats were also involved in it. Talks on a government reshuffle have been postponed until Monday to give party leaderships time to debate the proposed changes. After a brief, inconclusive meeting on Thursday, Prime Minister Nečas said there was still a long way to go to an agreement. The Prime Minister said seven different proposals were now on the table, but more could emerge over the weekend. The coalition leaders are to meet again on Monday to try to find a way out of the crisis. If they reach agreement, the centre-right cabinet will seek a fresh vote of confidence in the lower house. A flash poll commissioned by Czech television suggests that the public's patience with the present coalition government is at an end. According to the poll results, 67% of respondents said they did not want the governing coalition to remain in office. 42% of respondents said they were deeply ashamed of the government, and 41% said they were disappointed with the state of Czech politics as such. On the other hand, 55% of Czechs approve of the way President Václav Klaus has handled the crisis, saying that he was acting in a reasonable and responsible manner. Individual politicians' credit ratings have also plummeted in the wake of the government crisis. Visiting Italian President Giorgio Napolitano and Czech President Václav Klaus opened the newly renovated hall at Prague's main railway station on Thursday. The renovation was financed by the Italian investment company Grandi Stazioni, which has acquired a 30-year lease on it. President Klaus hailed the project as a successful, mutually advantageous bilateral endeavour. The renovation has turned the once seedy railway station into a modern facility that meets European standards. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The coming days should be clear to partly cloudy with day temperatures between 9 and 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.